Today is February 9th, 2021. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting. And we believe we have quorum. Secretary, will you take the roll?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden. Polina Vasiliev. Okay, that is seven, and that is a quorum.
Okay, we are missing a few, but let's go ahead with the preliminaries. Has everyone received the agenda? I'll read it. The agenda starts agenda. Number one, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, chair's announcements, 1 minute. 5 minutes approval, 2 minutes. Six, ICFO report, 30 minutes report and Q&A. Seven, review of November and December 2020 financials, ICFO Anita Sims, 45 minutes report and Q&A. Eight, reports from the stations on budget timeline, KPFT and KPFK. We have 2 minutes, but that could go longer if it needs to. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be commenting. Number nine, unfinished business, motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT. Number 10, new business. Number 12, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Do I have a second?
This is
I'll move. Let me move the agenda. I'll move the agenda. Is there a second?
Committee.
No second. I'm sorry. Any discussion? Hearing none, any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll consider it adopted and go ahead. We're now to chair's announcements, number four. Very few announcements, but one very good one. Our PPP money has arrived in a lump sum disbursement. We now have $1.2 million that was deposited into our account today. And our Paul, yeah, Bravo is right. Very much needed. Our Paul, I hope you're noticing there's a typo in that. I put 2.1 instead of 1.2. Very good. Okay, and then finally, I just wanted to announce that we'll be, as you heard in the agenda, we'll be reviewing the November and December financials tonight. We fell behind on these while reviewing budgets. We're going to take some time today to catch up. And Anita will have some announcements about where we are in the audit process. As expected, we hope to have the audits done this week. Not done, I shouldn't say that. We hope to have the work on our accountant's part done and have them ready to be sent to the auditors. So that's also very good news. And at the next meeting, pending arrangements, we'll be discussing either the KPFA budget or the national office budget. I've spoken to Chris about making arrangements with Quincy McCoy to see if he wants to come and or make other arrangements. Sharon, do you have any comment on that? Any thinking?
Yes, I do. I won't be here at the next NSC meeting. I actually won't be here, so I would prefer to do it the one after that for the KPFA.
Very good.
I already have a vacation planned. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No worry. We'll do the national office budget. That's not
a
problem.
I have a question.
Yes, Teresa.
Can you tell me when the local station board at KPFA approved your budget?
That would be a September last year.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I think there are no other new announcements, so we can go on to the next agenda item, which will be minutes approval. Art Ball?
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the January 26th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. They can always be added to or corrected if needed. Any others, R. Paul?
That's it. We're all caught up.
Very good. Congratulations. Good work. That's a lot of work. We appreciate your efforts. You've been doing this stuff for a long time. It's much appreciated. Okay, number six now. We're ready for the ICFO report. And, Anita, I'm hoping you can comment here, as we discussed, about the audits.
Yes.
And where we are. Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you, Chair, Mr. Chair. Yes, I'd like to report that we have made tremendous progress on the audit, as I reported the last time. Feel certain that by Thursday, that they've already started to run the trial balances for all the stations, that staff can get in a format to return or to send to the auditors. So, again, this is for the 2019 audit. I also wanted to add that we would like to go ahead and start as quickly as we can on the 2020 as the auditors have the 2019. Again, I've added to other people, and we've worked some weekends. So in case anyone's wondering how the work has gotten accomplished, I will tell you, I feel like we've done nothing else, but it's needed to be done. So it was very good. I think that was the only comment that I had there. And also on the PPP funds, I wanted to just comment a little bit on the distribution of it. With Lydia, I assume she's on the call. But anyway, the agreement was that we will process or pay for the payroll for February and also for March and benefits for March and April. Any questions from that?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me see if anybody else wants to be on the stack. Anyone else?
R. Paul.
Nancy does.
R. Paul. Nancy.
Fred.
Was that Fred?
Chris.
Yeah, yes.
Chris, I'm sorry.
Fred also.
I think I heard Fred first, and then Chris. Okay, let's start there, and I'm sure there'll be more. I'm going to put myself on the stack as well.
And Teresa.
Yeah, I got you, Teresa. You're first. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wondered, thank you very much for the Pacifica Financials. Did you get the information that you needed from all of the units in a timely manner to do the November financials?
I really November financials. There's always a delay. Because, I mean, what really we do is we send out a notice asking everyone, have you keyed in everything, because we want to close. And generally, it takes, you know, a week or two. They've got, I realize, other responsibilities before we can actually close the month. I think as we move forward, I think they will pick up in the timing. As I might have mentioned to some of you, my goal is to reach out to them individually and then start having a call as we used to about not quite a year ago, where we brought all of them on a phone call along with staff that works with Pacifica and just have a general discussion. And again, is to share information and what their issues are in meeting the deadline or to help us to meet the financial deadline. My goal, of course, is to be able to have them at least by the 15th of the following month.
So the November financials we're getting on February the 9th.
Right? No, I mean, I have December also.
Okay.
I mean, part of the reason we did not present November is because we wanted to get approval on the budgets, if I remember correctly. November did take us a little bit longer than December, but we also, one of my staff had a death in the family.
Okay.
That created us being behind.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you get everything from the units. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Are you done?
Just one question, Jim. Didn't we pass something from the finance committee saying that we wanted the financials on a certain day, like by the 15th of the following month or something like that, or am I wrong?
Somebody will have to refresh my memory. I don't recall passing an actual motion on that. I think that's more or less standard operating procedure. Anita, would you comment?
I think it is. I mean, that is our goal, that we have financials, but keep in mind we're also waiting on staff for them to key in deposits, perhaps all the expenses, so we can have a true reflection of how the station is tracking.
Correct. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, let's go to our Paul. Thank you, Teresa.
Okay. A couple of questions. I'm very glad the FY19 audit is now with the auditors, right?
Not quite. It will be this week.
Okay, this week it will be with the auditors. Any idea of when it will be sent out to the world and become totally official?
No, because then once the auditors have it, I mean, they know of this deadline because I reached out to them. So we're all, I think, in the perhaps all very much aware. So we'll be able to ask them when the expectation is on their end, as soon as they get it, the trial balance from us.
Okay, so in the past, this has not been an instantaneous process, so we're looking at a bit of time before the auditors are done. And meantime, they're going to be sending questions and stuff to these stations asking for this,
well,
that, and the other thing.
It comes really to us. So obviously one of my charges is to stay on top of those questions and give staff, you know, a few days to respond. They all know that we've got to get it done, and the only way they can, and that's only when they do the field work, if something surfaces. Obviously, we all know that something will. But to be able to answer those questions.
All right. Now, part of my concern here is we now have less time to get the FY20 audit done than the FY19 audit has taken to get to this point. And I'm concerned that, you know, if we end up getting the FY20 audit done on July 15th, that'll be really fast, but it'll still be too late. So, I don't know. Is there anything being done, any reason to expect that the FY20 audit will go faster than the FY19 and therefore get done by the June 30th deadline?
I would say yes, only because we have been involved for the majority of the year. So not to say that we've been reconciling everything throughout the year, but we're a whole lot further ahead in 2020 than we were in 2019.
Okay. One final thing. The FY18-990s aren't posted yet. And I'm wondering, why? Two, is that going to have any effect on us, either with the IRS or CPB or anybody else? And Of course, the FY19 990s will also need to be posted. So I'm wondering about these 990s here, especially the FY18 one.
I'll check and see who on with the Civica would actually post them.
Are they actually done, or just somebody didn't post them?
No, the 2018 is done.
Okay, so it's just that somebody hasn't posted them on Pacifica.org.
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I will provide an update at our next meeting.
Thank you, R. Paul. Nancy.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Okay. Thank you. Fred.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Yes.
Okay. Glad to hear, Anita, glad to hear the detailed information on the audits. So R. Paul beat me to that, and I'm appreciative. Again, I'm also concerned about FY20 getting done on time by mid-June. Other than that, I have a question about the P&L statements. Here at KPFK, we're having staff reductions, and evidently the money for those staff reductions are being put on the same line item as the payroll. So we can't see severance pay or vacation pay or that type of thing broken out. Is there a reason for that in the P&Ls?
No, I mean, I'm sure we can add another line or provide a separate record of it to show the severance and salaries and benefits. Is that what you'd like, as a separate line on it?
It would be nice to be able to see, be able to separate that information out so that it's clear what's going on. Because it appears that the payroll has been going up, where actually it's in the process of going down. And what's happening is because severance benefits and other things are being rolled in to a payroll, it just appears to be going up.
Right. Let me see if we can break it out. I don't remember how many months before you actually started to see a decline, quite frankly. But we can break it.
I think we're gonna, according to our business manager, we should start seeing a decline in February.
Yeah, I was going to say March, but yes, I think so too.
Okay, that was my only question. Since you weren't here the last meeting, I wasn't able to ask you the question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it, Fred?
Yeah.
For now? Thank
For
you.
Now.
Chris.
Yes, I just had one quick comment and then a question. The comment is that I don't believe we ever passed a motion saying that that NEDA would guarantee deliver the financials by the 15th, but I do believe Anita gave reassuring remarks to that effect, and that's perhaps causing the confusion. Probably holding the feet of NEDA to the fire is not the best idea, given that circumstances throughout the year change. The early part of the year is typically pretty difficult accounting-wise, just because there's dozens, if not hundreds, of payroll issues throughout the organization that have to be addressed, particularly in January. And that puts a lot of burden on whoever is doing that as a service for Pacifica. And it would be unreasonable probably to expect the January financials to be done by February 15th, although I'm sure that Anita is doing her best to do so. Regarding the PPP, this is the question. I understand that the PPP can be broken out 40% for other expenses, including fixed costs such as rents, versus the 60% that has to be used for payroll. Is there any substantive plan to allow flow-throughs from that fund to cover rents, or is it strictly designed to cover past due payables at this juncture? If you have any information on that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
I really do not, other than email, and maybe Lydia will also be on this call. It was just to let stations know the periods that we would pick up in payroll and benefits. We haven't even, quite frankly, started to talk about payables, though I do have an update, and I think I sent out the outstanding from the national office, the outstanding payables.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And now it's my turn, and I will say, yes, the PPP is 60-40, and I think we're going to have some discussions on the PNB about what opinions we might have about disbursement, and perhaps we should discuss that here. When I relinquish the stack, I'll ask if anyone wants to discuss that now. Of course, it would take the entire PMB to make any policy on that. The information on the audits, it became critical to get the audits because the Franchise Tax Board in Alameda County is threatening is, I guess, not the right word, but they're putting us on notice that our tax-exempt status is in question because we didn't supply them with the audits. And I understand in the past we simply sent them a letter explaining that the audit was in some process, some point in the process, and it wasn't an issue. So hopefully when we are able to tell the Franchise Tax Board that the audit is now with the auditors and it's passed through the accountants, the auditors now have it, which will be this week, hopefully, they will then theoretically give us a break, but we still have, how many days do we still have in it? I know we still have, a couple weeks yet?
I believe it was to the 15th of this month, but my understanding, the auditors were going to follow up on it, and I believe that Lydia said also one of the attorneys that she had engaged.
Excellent.
Information.
I know it's probably very premature, but do you have any inkling of whether this audit will be as qualified as the last one, or will it be better?
I have no idea, really.
I understand. I understand.
I'm hoping that it goes fairly quickly, with the audit company that we have, that they are able to ask questions and we're able to turn that around fairly quickly.
Yes. excuse me. The meetings that you discussed where the business managers got together and you had meetings and discussed, I assume, the format for submitting financial information and uniform practices and other things. Who originally organized those meetings?
NETA.
NETA, very good. And so you're going to try and do it again?
Correct.
And they fell apart?
We lost one of the CEO at the time, and that's why we stopped.
I understand.
That individual would join us also. Just about, keep in mind, these calls were every Wednesday. And
yes.
We had a hard stop, I think, of an hour and a half. And a lot that we discuss is when ETA was picking up the payroll and being able to handle that and converting or understanding the software, payroll software that it currently exists. So that took a lot, but reports that we wanted to see, also any questions that they might have of us.
Understood, yes. And it was very useful, I think you could say, right?
It was.
Yeah. Very good. And is there anyone else with a question? No? Going once? Twice? Okay. We can move on to the next item then, and we're right back with you, Anita. And this is going to be the review of, why don't we start with November and then the December financials, November and December of 2020.
Be happy to talk about that, and hopefully all of you have it in front of you or on your screen.
Can you remind everyone of when that was sent, Anita? I'm looking at, I think, 6:06 p.m.
That's correct, for the second time. Again,
Eastern time.
Yes, Eastern time, no changes. We just wanted you to have it handy.
So for anyone who's able, we have two attachments. Which one would you like us to go to first?
November.
Very good. Well, actually, maybe I'm looking at a different one. We have the narrative and the financials, I guess. Why don't we...
I was going to say I generally use the narrative, but if you wanted to, and what I do is have my financial spreadsheet in front of me also on the screen, but whatever works for you, I'm just going to point out some of the variables, if you will, some of the highlights. Again, unless if there's some detail that you notice, I do have highlighted where I see on the expenses where they vary greater than prior year-to-date for comparison.
Yes. Very good. And why don't we go, for the sake of those of us who don't speak spreadsheet, we'll do that second, and we'll get the narrative first to give us a general idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Again, if you look at the narrative, and again, I'm looking at it against my spreadsheet in my highlighted areas, but again, on the consolidated report, there's all the stations, the national office, the consolidated net operating gain or loss without depreciation, net income year-to-date through November 30th, 2020, is $82,000. Negative, or in the red, versus $27,000 in the black net income year-to-date as of last November, showing an overall decrease in income of about $108,000. And if you're looking at the spreadsheet, you can see that information in the very first consolidated report, and that would be line 43, all the way to the right-hand side.
If you could just bear with me for a moment, I need a second to open
sure.
up the second document. And now I have it in two windows, so I can do that. Has everybody had a chance to find that?
This is Teresa. Pardon
Go ahead,
me if
Teresa.
I want to apologize earlier for my statement about what was sent out on the list. I'm multitasking, and that's not good. We are on the Pacifica financials dated 11/30 of 20. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and we're on line 43 all the way to the right where it says, under Z, it says negative 407%.
Well, if you look at column V, which is year-to-date actual, V is in victory.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
got it.
Again.
Thank you.
Sure. Through November 30th, we're saying we're showing a loss of, we're rounding up, $82,000 versus $27,000, again, rounding up from prior year to date. So you have a variance of $108,000. In looking at the consolidated report, we show a decrease, again, I'm talking line 24, total revenue, again and just going up in the column. So year-to-date actual in revenue was $1,677,000 or 1.7 versus $2 million from year-to-date November 2019. So that's a decrease of $337,000 in revenue, or a 17% decline.
Yes.
Before I move forward, any questions from that? I will point out expenses are down. Total expenses year to date through November are $1.8 million versus $2 million prior year at the same time. So it's a decrease of $229,000 or 11%. And you can see that on line 33.
I don't have a question, but I have a comment.
Before you go ahead, Chris, I was going to ask if Anita, for the benefit of the people that are on the stream and can't see this, can you comment on where that comes from? How is it distributed amongst the stations? And any analysis you have on what accounts for that, or for, you know, any large portion of it?
Sure. Be happy to. And what we do in part, as part of our narrative, of course, we point out the different, how the stations have ended. So let me start out, and I'm not going to read each one of them to you. This is November, December. Some of the stations improved. I will say that. So for KPFK, they show a loss for the period of $84,000. Compared to a prior year-to-date gain of $88,000. So and what caused that is they had a 28% decline in income. Again, if you have your spreadsheet, you can see that. I actually even looked at expenses. Expenses, I only saw a variance of about $15,000. So to me, it does appear that it's all in revenue.
Yes. Let me go to Chris. I'll ask a question after Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I wanted to point out that once it's the Quest income that's really hurting the organization. There's not a whole hell of a lot that we can do about that. We certainly can't, solicit for the Quest, at least not in the conventional sense. So we had, there was $304,000 worth of lost revenue in the look-back period was due to the Quest, which is approximately 90% of the reduction in revenue. I should also add, just based on Anita's comment a moment ago, that 100% of the network loss was due to KPFK, which we're actively trying to do something about. And so the rest of the network was functioning about the same as it did a year ago, other than that station. So that's it. Thank you.
You are correct, Chris. And that was really my other comment was for KPFT, as an example, shows a loss for the period of $27,000 compared to prior year of $39,000. So that's an improvement in the loss anyway. WBAI.
Less of a loss.
Pardon me?
Less of a loss.
Yes, exactly. So revenue has increased or did increase for the month of November by 2%. So definitely improvement. WPFW shows a net gain of $28,000 for the period compared to prior year, and they had $36,000. So even though it was down, it's still in the black. Any questions from them?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. My question here, and this is gonna relate to a number of this whole thing, I guess, is in these narratives where it shows WBAI's losses compared to prior year to date. How is October 2019 being treated in these comparisons? Because October 2019, of course, was not usual.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I mean, you know, are there even numbers? So I'm wondering how this works.
This spreadsheet that we have in front of us has all the numbers for all the expenses. I mean, that's the consolidated detail. If you see, if you have the spreadsheet, you have year-to-date 19, and then we have 20. So we're comparing.
What? Yeah. So
prior year.
Yeah. So the prior October, we had a big difficulty at BAI, and I'm wondering now the expenses. After everything shakes out, the expenses should be not that different from normal because, you know, you can't just throw people or in the union out and say you're not getting paid. Probably a couple of extra expenses on that because we had to go buy things to replace stuff that was damaged or missing. But my question is, how is the revenue for October 2019 calculated this? You know, what exactly are we looking at for revenue for 2019, for October
2019? I'll look to see if I have that in front of me.
Chris, according to the staff.
That's, Anita, do you want a minute to look for that while Chris speaks?
Yes.
Good.
And
go ahead,
Sharon, for the staff, Sharon for the staff also.
Gotcha, Sharon. Gotcha.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Sure. I can actually answer the question. So please. Listener support, which is the only revenue item showing for October for 2019 is $57,000. But here's something to consider is that WBAI actually did fairly well in the succeeding months, probably due to the fact that nobody could really contribute in October due to the station shutdown. If you take the total of the 3 months, October, November, and December, and compare them, the difference between those two and 2020 was only $10,000 in revenue, which is about 3%. Now, admittedly, you know, 3% is not nothing. The station had a 3% difference in revenue in the fourth quarter, or not the fourth quarter, the first quarter of that year compared to this last year. But it's not a huge difference. And I understand and appreciate that WBAI couldn't really collect much in October. I'm not discounting that. But all I'm adding to this is that, you know, for example, in December, WBAI brought in $175,000, which is an unusually good month for them. And they did a good job of making up for that loss is what I'm getting at. But the report should reflect what actually happened with the station, and it does. So I think that's the answer that Anita is going to give you without anticipating what she'll say too much.
That's correct. But my other comment was that, as you mentioned, October, they did 57,000. November, they had a bump. It was 104,000. So, and actually, as it compares to November of 20, it's down. Because the month alone was $70,692.
All right, so because we're taking it one quarter here, we're taking the first quarter of each fiscal year. Actually, we're not doing that yet. This is November. But by November, you figure we've balanced it all out some way. Although I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that. I understand the idea, and I know that we did get people calling in and all, but we also did suffer a loss after that. So my main thing is, what is the accounting for that October? Who got the money and sent it in? Because it wasn't coming through BAI because it was, you know, we weren't basically there.
It must have been the general manager. I mean, we don't get the money. The money goes to the bank.
Yeah, but they shut down our call center in October.
Right, right.
But what about the WBAS buddies?
Hold on just a minute, Teresa. Teresa, hold on, Teresa.
Sorry.
Let our Paul proceed. I'll put you on the stack.
They shut down bank accounts. So the call center and bank accounts were devastated and were not functional. They just weren't there, and they had to be rebuilt after people came back in November. So I'm just wondering how the accounting happened of, you know, who and how got money that's from BAI to, I guess, I don't know, wherever it ended up. And that's my question. I mean, I think there's a mystery here to me anyway. I mean, it may look like it's balancing out there, sort of, but I am wondering what the source is, to some degree, of the financial information for October 2019.
Well, we would reconcile the bank statements. I mean, what's in the bank is what we're recording here as revenue, and obviously it ties to any expenses that come out. But to my knowledge, you know, again, I'm not sure that I've heard that the account was closed, but, you know, I was just starting, I think, with the organization, with Pacifica at that time, but I will ask the general manager.
This is the chair. I'm going to interject our Paul for a moment to say that I know that the accounts were not all closed. They were changed. The names, you know, the responsible parties on them were changed from WBAI people to people in California. And I know some of the calls that were coming in on the in the fundraising that was being done by the so-called Pacifica Across America had California area codes when they were asking for the donations. I've been told that money was refunded to WBAI's accounts, but I've seen no accounting on that and no documentation of it. It's just something that I've been told. I think that is something that bears some looking into. And also, as far as the accounts, another thing that was hurtful there was that our Volusion account was stopped, and we couldn't process credit card payments. So we were hoping to have a big comeback when we got back on the air, and people, there would be an outpouring of support, but a few things happened. We couldn't process credit cards, and also we had people who were our sustaining members, we call them BAI buddies, had left because they didn't want to continue to pay for stuff that was going to California, so they quit their buddy account, and we gradually rebuilt that over a period of months. And I think what went on here to a certain extent was that there was an outpouring of goodwill and fear and anxiety and celebration when we came back, and some people contributed a lot more, and that kind of made up for some of the losses that we had from people that had gone away or we'd been turned away from access to their accounts. And another thing that happened here is that there was kind of like a bumper car effect, or I don't know how to describe it, but we were supposed to be raising money in October when we were having a nice successful fund drive, and everything then was pushed back, and that increased the amount of time that we were fundraising, you know, per the days per week that we were fundraising, or the hours per whatever you want to, however you can sort it out. But we had to do more fundraising back to back to back to back, and that eventually diminished the ability to raise funds. So I don't think we can make a mistake to think that it was a walk in the park and we just came back and isn't everything lovely. A lot of our listeners had to sacrifice by making extra donations, and we did lose significant regular revenue, and it did take us a long time to fully recover. But Anita, where would we look for, and I apologize.
Excuse me, I believe I was next on the staff.
I apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
Could I
let me let you do that.
Could I just finish and say, maybe I'm not communicating this well, but I have a very narrow question here. So, yes, James, you've covered a lot of stuff. I'm just doing the narrow thing of how the accounting for October 2019 happened. Because of all that chaos. So I guess that's a rather narrow question, and if the interim CFO can look it up or find it for us, that would be great. We don't have to do it all right now. But it's just that very narrow question of how did that accounting happen? That's it. Thank you.
I will. I've already made myself a note.
Thank you, Anita. And go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Well, I had a different comment, but first I'll just say I want to just respond to some of the stuff that James had to, like, go on about. Did make the statement that money came to, quote, people in California. I'm not sure who he was referring to. Perhaps Grace Aaron, person in California, might have received that money. But I can assure you that nobody at KPFA received that money. So saying people in California got that money is a complete wrong statement, unless you do mean Grace Aaron, which could be very true. I don't know. And then the comment that during the Pacifica across America, sometimes California area codes were being used. I'm most likely sure that that was probably programs like Mitch Jesuit's Letters in Politics, which is a pre-recorded program, which was probably played and has KPFK and not KPFK, KPFA, and also it also he plays it for KPF, a repeater station in Fresno. So sometimes those numbers are broadcast. And also I do believe perhaps KPFK is also broadcast. So that could have been why California area codes were being heard during that time. And I really would appreciate it, Anita, if you would. I know you've made a note to look at this, and I would actually really appreciate follow up on how that money came in, because it's quite interesting to hear that people in New York heard that no money came in, and then to see that the actual financials show about $57,000 did come in October. So seems to be some sort of miscommunication going on within the AI. And my comment was this, why I got on the staff. We've heard for a long, long time about the devastation, the horrible, horrible devastation that happened in October 2019 at WBAI, but the numbers just don't bear that out. The numbers that are right in front of us, looking at the Pacifica financials for 12/31/20, which I know we haven't gotten to yet, show that in October, November, and December of 2019, as compared to October, November, and December of 2020, in fact, WBAI made more in 2019 than in 2020. And if you just look at October and November 2019, WBAI got a total of $161,000 in revenue in those 2 months. And in October and November 2020, WBAI got a total of $164,000 in those 2 months. So just looking at those 2 months, there's a change of $3,000, which really is pretty insignificant overall. So I think it's time for those at WBAI to stop with the misinformation and fake news that their finances were so devastated by what happened in October, because the actual figures on the spreadsheet in front of us that we are looking at show that that was not true. It could be true that people stepped up afterwards and, you know, contributed. That's all fine and true. But what it shows is that pretty much the numbers are the same for October, November, and December 2019 as compared to October, November, and December 2020. And just to repeat what I said before, in fact, the numbers were better in 2019. In 2019, WBAI had a total of $337,000 for October, November, and December 2019, whereas in 2020, WBAI had a total of $280,000 for October, November, and December 2020. So again, WBAI made more money in October, November, and December 2019 than it did in October, November, and December 2020. So it really is time for WBAI to put down the excuse and stop with the statements about why they're constantly not able to make money and all the accusers that we always have to hear from James.
You speak to the staff
really
with a point of personal privilege.
I am still speaking. It did not take
a I heard
time
a point of personal privilege.
WBAI to recover.
I heard a point of personal privilege.
Of
please,
I'm
please
done.
Suspend.
Don't, I
please
didn't
suspend.
Mention anyone's name, so there couldn't possibly be a point of personal privilege. It's just Nancy Sorden trying to jump in, as she always does, when I start
I believe
going.
You. Please, 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 please,
I'm done.
Please.
I'm done.
Please. Please, now I heard Nancy's name, and I certainly heard my name several times. Go ahead, Nancy.
Right. I would just like to point out that this castigating of WBAI is really...
I'm not castigating, Nancy, and I didn't say anything
out,
about you.
Singling
Sharon,
out.
Please, please suspend, Sharon.
WBAI.
Sharon, please suspend.
I did not use Nancy's
Sharon.
Name.
Singling out.
Sharon.
And then she's going on about
Sharon,
WBAI.
Sharon, you're out of order. Sharon, you are out of order. Sharon, you are out of order.
And I'm tired of you,
Nancy.
James, constantly
Nancy.
Bashing.
You're totally out of
I,
order,
I,
Sharon. You can make your point. You don't get to just yell
Nancy
and interrupt
was out
the meeting.
Of order.
Nancy
was out
made
of order.
A point of order. We have not heard it yet. Please, let us
it.
Hear the point of order. I
no
didn't hear it because you were shouting.
Privilege. I want to hear a point of personal privilege that doesn't affect
Sharon, I will chair the meeting. Please suspend. Stop. Nancy, please state your point of order.
All right. That's so I'm getting...
Privilege.
I'm
order.
Getting...
She made a point of personal privilege.
That's
I did not hear what she
order.
Said because you were speaking over it. Please suspend.
No,
let
was
Nancy
speaking
speak.
Over me, and she said she was making a point of personal privilege.
That's right. I don't like to see that any one station is singled out.
That
as,
is not a
as,
point
as,
of
that
personal
That is exactly
privilege.
What you did. Could I
Sharon.
Finish, please, Sharon?
I have a point of order that Nancy is not making a point of personal privilege.
Sharon, that's not how it works. I want her to have some time to make her point, please. You're being very unreasonable.
Not to bullshit. I'm tired of it, James. Have a point of personal privilege.
Apparently you're upset about something else, so just try to calm down. Let's let Nancy speak.
About how you go on and you guys just screw over.
Excuse me if
I
go on. I don't characterize. I do not characterize the way you speak. Please suspend.
I'm trying to point out.
Fred, is there any way to mute? Is there any way to mute Sharon if she continues?
Yes.
You need the console.
Yes, I can do it if you want. I can also reduce
all right,
the volume.
Sharon, I'm going to ask you to just relax, and we'll get back to you, and you'll have your say. Go ahead, Nancy.
All right. I don't like being given information that is one-sided. And... I'm looking at KPFA's income for the same period for which Sharon is claiming.
Nancy, I have to ask you, what rule is being violated if you're making a point of order or personal privilege? I think it was personal privilege that you started with.
Right. I'm getting incorrect information from Delegate Sharon.
Point of order,
regarding
WBAI, because can I please
Nancy,
finish? Can
Nancy,
I please finish
Nancy,
what my?
Let me just wait. You can do that with a. But when you get the stack, that actually is not a point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege is something like the room is too cold, or I can't hear because the phone connection is bad, or because somebody's yelling. That's a point of personal privilege. So you could. That's what you're asking. What you're doing is. It's more in the matter of debate than it is
privilege.
Well,
it's insulting our intelligence, basically. My intelligence
okay, well,
is being insulted by Sharon.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
has,
that. But I,
she
you
has claimed
okay, now
WBAI
I have
Nancy, Nancy, now I have to call. I have to call you. I have to call you both to order now. I have to both call you to order. I have to call you both to order. And I'm going to ask
all right,
you
I'm
both,
going to get on the,
please.
I'll be on the stack, James. I'll
very,
be on the
very
chair.
Good.
Teresa
Thank
for the
you,
stack.
Nancy. Okay, hold on, Teresa. Teresa, you were on the stack. Just hold on a moment. I'm going to put Nancy back on the stack. And Sharon, did you want to go back on the stack?
Yes.
Okay, you're back on the stack. Actually, I was on the stack.
Could I hold it on the end of the stack?
Sure, our Paul. I take Sharon's point that WBAI was able to recover, but it also cost us down the road because you can only squeeze the lemon so many times to get the lemon juice. Once the lemon juice is gone, you can't get any more out of it. So by squeezing the lemon as much as we did and by people being happy that we were back, it cut into our fundraising later in the year because people didn't have the same amount of money to give. And also, and I know people that this happened to, that's just anecdotal evidence, but I'm aware that this happened to people. And I'm also aware that our BAI buddies were cut in, I don't know if it was exactly in half, but they were cut a substantial amount. And it took months to recover that. So, yeah, and we take it seriously when our listeners have to step up and give extra. A lot of our listeners are working people. Some of our listeners are poor. And it's, you know, it may be easy to just fluff it off and say, well, somebody stepped up and gave more, but that's a sacrifice for people. So it's not just a walk in the park. Okay, so now I don't want to be accused of going on, so I'm going to go to Teresa.
Well, at this point, I do have a point of order, and that point is that that Sharon was being repetitive. And in a committee, the chair does have a right to tell some person to wrap it up if they start repeating. And that's all I ask. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Nancy, please try to maintain your composure. I appreciate that everybody's upset. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at KPFA's revenue over the same period of time that Sharon was just pointing out WBAI's revenue. KPFA made more money in FY19 as well than 2020, which is what she was saying was true for WBAI. 2020 is the year of COVID. You can't really draw any conclusions from making comparisons for what's going on at BAI. What happened at BAI, we know that they lost opportunity to make money in October, and, they'll probably never get it back, and they probably would have made a lot more money, it's likely, if that hadn't happened. You can't really compare it to 2020 because KPFA lost money in 2020 as well. So how do you explain that?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, hold on.
You can't
I got
really
Chris
compare.
And then Teresa. And I'm going to try and wrap this up. I don't, we've got our ICFO here ready to give us information, numbers, solid facts, and this is, we're kind of getting off the ball here with editorializing. Having said that, we heard Nancy, and now it is Sharon again. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, thanks, James. And I think, was it R. Paul or somebody else wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah, I heard R. Paul and then Teresa again. And Chris, R. Paul, Chris, Teresa.
Okay. I just wanted to say, I'm not trying to be repetitive, but I think it bears repeating because we've heard so many times that WBAI was devastated, and that's why I did say it so many times, and I'm just
going to say it one more time. Point of order, Chair.
Excuse me.
Sharon is doing it again. Sharon already made her point.
I think Nancy has already made her point, but she constantly interrupts me because she doesn't want to hear what I have to say. I'll say something different.
Go ahead.
You can't cut me off before I've even said
Go ahead.
It's irrelevant what KPFA did in 2019 and 2020 because KPFA doesn't go around making excuses all the time. And the point is that WBAI made the same in 2019 as it did in 2020. The numbers are in front of us. That is a fact. And I have heard repetitively
You are being repetitive.
She's making the same point.
I have not made my point. I'm making a different point.
I'm going to give you one more chance to make the point. Hold on. Go ahead, Sharon.
Wayne
and everybody says,
"Oh,
are you done? Are you done?" And I can't even finish a sentence.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay?
I think you've finished
you.
A few sentences. Go ahead.
Not really. I've had to yell.
I'm giving you a chance.
I'm
not going
to
give you any more chances to yell. Go ahead, finish.
Talking and I will speak. Okay.
Right. Now I'm the problem. Okay.
James.
Go ahead.
Good God. I have heard over and over about what has gone on at WVAI, and I have heard this on every single NFC call. I have made this point that I am making right now today once, and I'm getting attacked for it. That's not surprising. So my point is, if in the future I have to hear about how WVAI suffered, I am going to bring this up again. So just so y'all know, if you're repetitive, I'll be repetitive, and I'm done.
Okay. R. Paul.